The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. At that time, Jesus came to Jericho and intended to pass through the town. Now a man there named Zacchaeus was a chief tax collector and also a wealthy man, was seeking to see who Jesus was, but he could not see him because of the crowd, for he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree in order to see Jesus, who was about to pass that way. When he reached the place, Jesus looked up and said, "Zacchaeus, come down quickly, for today I must stay at your house." And he came down quickly and received him with joy. When they saw this, they began to grumble, saying, "He has gone to stay at the house of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Behold, half of my possessions, Lord, I should give to the poor. And if I have extorted anything from anyone, I shall repay it four times over." And Jesus said to him, "Today, salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a descendant of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save what was lost." The Gospel of the Lord. So the story of Zacchaeus we have heard quite a few times these few weeks. So it's a good example of what the Greek word metanoia, change of heart. So when Zacchaeus met Jesus, his heart changed. What's most important for him before was money, but now he gave up all, nearly all things, his possessions. It's more important now, he put God in the first place in his life. We have to ask ourselves, do we really met Jesus? If yes, why have no change of heart? Not much. So this is a good example, Zacchaeus, telling us what's important is first, put God in the first place. What does it mean for us? We may say we have no money to give out, but so many ideas, selfishness, we can give out. What to do? Just follow Jesus on a daily basis. We can sin many, many times, but one thing is sure, God is forgiving. That's why he says, "For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save what was lost." When we are lost, it's become his possession. He come to find us. When Jesus asks us to forgive 7 times 7, that means he himself forgave us 7 times 7, first of all. He is the first one to forgive us so that we forgive one another. So be ensured we are all called to this holiness, to follow Jesus with purity of heart. Forgiveness also. Let everything put it aside. Tell yourself, seek first the kingdom of God, the rest will be given.